this YouTube channel has come under attack and has had a lot of its videos removed recently. And it's kind of interesting because it's juxtaposed against an opposite phenomenon in which India is producing massive quantities of silver hydroperoxide. When I first started this channel 6 years ago, talking about the production in the home using small equipment and its use and my personal experiences, I wasn't making any empty claims. I was simply reporting my experience. But now India is producing this stuff massively, and they never did before. Nobody did. There was only one other person on the internet who talked about silver hydroperoxide, in which the one hydrogen atom is removed from hydrogen peroxide and replaced with one silver atom, causing the silver to become bioavailable and can pass through any membrane of the body and go anywhere and stimulate stem cell production and the regeneration of worn-out tissue and heal wounds and whatnot and kill germs and arrest the ability for viruses and retroviruses to replicate themselves so long as silver is present. Turns out that you don't have to go to all that trouble. You can just put a silver coin, or like they did in the old days in their canteens when they traipsed across America, or pure silver wire, replacement electrode wire for colloidal silver generators, in your non-glass beverage containers using wire snips and jeweler's needle nose pliers to create various shapes and curl the ends so that the cut end doesn't point and scrape against the container, and keep it out of metallic containers because it'll draw the metal right out of the container due to galvanic responses. But if you have it in plastic or ceramic, it's safe. And it produces just enough silver ions to do the job in terms of daily maintenance. You know, not looking for special cures from fatal illnesses, but, you know, like, what's the one from canned food? It starts with the letter B as in boy. I gave that to myself. I didn't almost. Opening up a can of okra from the 99-cent store, and I was dumb enough to tip it, to touch it with the tip of my tongue, thinking, well, I'll just find out what it, you know, if it tastes okay. I got pretty sick, but I could have gotten more sick had I not had silver saturated in my body due to taking baths in massive quantities of silver hydroperoxide. I did get sick because I had no silver in my gut because I didn't consume this stuff. So it was in my flesh, in my body fluid, but not in my gut. So I had to take a dry toothbrush and brush powdered silver, silver sulfide, the black coating that coats the electrodes of a colloidal silver generator, and consume it. And it irritated my belly the next day, so I took some beeswax and I was fine. But it, within a matter of like a very short time, it got rid of the fever and the sickness that I was getting. I was becoming sick. But, you know, you can't consume silver hydroperoxide because it's somewhat unstable. More stable than colloidal silver, but still, nonetheless, it's unstable. And so you can't drink it. You can't take an enema with it. All you can do is absorb it through your skin. Or one area that's very convenient and economical is to absorb it through the skin lining your ear canal. In other words, soak your ear in it, and it'll go into your brain and regenerate brain tissue. It's uncanny stuff. Well, now that this channel is under attack, all kinds of things are being eliminated one by one. And who knows, this channel may get closed down. But it's ironic because India Mart, you know, not China Mart, not Alibaba or whatever it's called, Alimart or Alibaba, I don't know. There are different Chinese wholesale companies on something, various Chinese companies. But IndiaMart is a place where various companies will get together, and they produce silver hydroperoxide for various uses, for animal use, but also for other non-animal uses. It's very, let's just say it's very intriguing, because now you can buy it by the keg, you know, several kilos of this stuff. You don't have to make it yourself. And so it's very interesting that this YouTube channel of mine is coming under fire, almost as if it's some kind of nationalistic purging of foreign elements to keep this white race pure against attack from the other side of the planet's ethnicity. I mean, you know, it really is suggestive at this point. Not political so much as heretical, because it's ethnic or not ethnic, what do you call it, a kind of a informational genocide. Now, none of the companies marketing silver hydroperoxide claim I had anything to do with inspiring them. They claim instead it's in their tradition, and it is. The use of silver in Ayurveda is a traditional thing, but not combined with hydrogen peroxide. So, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, where did they get inspired? You know, maybe I just inspired them, because it's not a big deal. It's just beginning 101 chemistry, really, and that's all I ever took in college to be able to do what I did several years ago and report about it. Now I'm just, I have to be economical and about my energy and expenditure and what I can do. And so, you know, being homeless, so I just use silver wire in my beverage containers. You know, I'll put it in my Martinelli's, little globular-shaped bottles, plastic bottles of apple juice. I'll put it in my water bottles with distilled water to maximize the amount of silver that will come out into solution. And it doesn't take a lot. And the neat thing about silver is it gets reused, so that it gets whatever bug, pathogen it demolished, it'll go and attack another one, and another, and another. There is no such thing as a superbug that could ever become developed or evolved that has an immunity to silver. It's impossible. They are not capable of dealing with it. And that's probably why the AMA killed our common sense knowledge about silver 100 years ago in the 1920s, along with iodine, Lugol's solution, which they called snake oil, sold by snake oil salesmen. But they didn't have a name for silver because nobody was really promoting it. The government, because the U.S. government was minting silver coinage, and now they don't anymore. So it makes me wonder, I never thought of this before, there might be conspiracy between the medical establishment and government. Why not? Why not? God forbid we should be minting silver coinage for common usage anymore, instead of just little trinkets and numismatic collectibles. No, no way. Jewelers over 100 years ago didn't have to go anywhere to get silver. They just used their inventory of coinage out of their cash register box and melted it down and separated out the copper, and they had pure silver because it was 10% copper in those seemingly ancient United States coinage from a long ago era. In any case, it's really remarkable that we're so ignorant on the topic of silver usage, and we scare people. Oh, you'll get argyria. Well, yeah, it's true. Queen Elizabeth, the first Queen of England, did avoid bubonic plague because she grew up as a teenager at the tail end of the bubonic plague era, and the wealthy were called blue bloods because of their anemia. Because silver likes to bind with iron, it also likes to bind with sulfur, it also likes to bind with other silver, and also with mercury. Corundum, I think. Corundum. There, I think there's a compound that comes from the earth that's literally silver and mercury bound together. In any case, if you're worried about mercury poisoning coming out of the silver fillings in your mouth, don't bother. Just take a little bit of silver and it'll soak up all the free mercury in your body and you won't have to deal with the mercury anymore. But it does bind with iron, and that is true. And it can make people anemic. It also tends to have a very strong coagulation or precipitation effect, similar to calcium. And so along with calcium can be implicated as the causative feature to plaque buildup in the bloodstream and heart attacks, strokes, whatever it's called, you know, blood clots. So you do have to do like the Indians did back in the day when there were blue people and ashen gray people, like ashen gray was Shukadeva, the son of the son of Vedavyasa. Shukadeva? Yeah, Shukadeva. He gave up all his clothes. He was a recluse. And he was ashen gray. And he's depicted as such because of his silver usage, probably early in life, was excessive and deposited argyria in his body. Well, his father is depicted as being blue. And so is Rama, Lord Rama. And so is Krishna, also known as black, but also depicted as being blue. And Shiva is depicted as blue. And in traditional Indian customs, it's thought that the blue people among them in that era were very spiritual and godlike. Well, when you don't have to worry about sickness and illness due to silver, it sure does make you thankful and grateful to be alive, that's for sure. And it gets you involved. So the purpose of silver is to get you involved, but also to give you a certain amount of immune protection from getting involved. It's kind of an interesting irony. But we're kept ignorant on the topic, and our common sense knowledge has been erased from our collective awareness. And that's the only reason why we get away with supporting by way of ignoring what YouTube has been doing, removing my content. Because nobody knows any better to protest. This recording is intended to be a sort of protest, but it's not much, right? Because I'm just a lone wolf howling in the wind. Who am I, right? Why should I be believed? But I speak from experience. I don't know how else to speak. Why else bother? Anyway, silver is very interesting, and it takes so little silver to do a maintenance job. You don't need to get argyria like Queen Elizabeth did. She doesn't even know how she avoided bubonic plague. She just thought she was lucky or something. And the blue bloods of Europe thought it was their wealth that gave them good luck, good fortune in their health. And indirectly, it's true, because they stored all their beverages in silver urns, their water, their milk, their vinegar, and their wine. And then they had silver tableware. So they gave themselves too much silver, far more than they needed. But they didn't know that. They didn't know anything about this. And it's so easy to get rid of argyria. First things first, stop listening to the doctor, trying to scare you. Oh, you'll get argyria and it's incurable. Bogwash. It is curable. It's simple redox chemistry from beginning 101 chemistry. Believe me, that's as far as I got in college chemistry. Simple redox. Oxidation reduction. That's all you have to know to understand argyria. And what put it in to the body, the opposite will take it out. Namely, taking a bath in dilute hydrogen peroxide. It has to be food grade. It cannot be from your local pharmacy. You have to get it from the internet, such as the Amazon, with no added ingredients, because the stabilizers they add to it from the pharmaceutical grade you get from Walgreens or whatever is poisonous. The tin or whatever they add to stabilize it, you don't need that. Silver actually stabilizes the hydrogen peroxide and makes it safe. You can put it in your eyes as an eye wash. If you put hydrogen peroxide in your eyes, you'd burn yourself and it would be permanent blindness. But silver hydroperoxide, when it's properly prepared, you can put it in your eyes as an eye wash. And, your eyeball absorbs it and heals itself a little bit. So it's totally safe because it can't burn you. But it does make the silver bioavailable. See, it's already burned, so to speak, the silver. So it can't burn anything else because silver is very reactive. So silver makes hydrogen peroxide safe for use. And hydrogen peroxide makes silver bioavailable for use to pass through all your tissues and regenerate your tissues and help you kill off germs and arrest the ability for viruses to replicate themselves, including retroviruses such as HIV. So what are you worried about COVID for? That's such a waste of time to worry. But through lack of knowledge, through ignorance, just like people in the dark ages, we're in the dark. We're literally all this technology and we're living in the dark when it comes to certain things. Let's see, have I covered everything that I need to cover? I thought I'd cover it because it needs to be said. And if this recording gets erased, removed, whatever, so be it, you know? I don't care because let the world go to hell in a basket or whatever the phrase is going. You know, it sounds really bad. It's really harsh. But the only reason why YouTube gets away with it is because of collective consciousness does not deserve any better. In other words, how many people meditate? How many people bother to practice yoga? How many people are good Samaritans and look out for other people? And not because they're extroverts, but because they care. Well, they're not, they're extroverts. I'm not an extrovert per se. I mean, I may have a big mouth, but that's the only part of me that's extroverted. The rest of me is totally introverted. I can admit it right away. I may try to fake being extroverted in any other capacity, but I'm just faking it. It's not real. Only my mouth is extroverted. my intentions, which stand behind my mouth, my big fat mouth. I really don't have a fat mouth. It's kind of small. Not extremely small like some people, but whatever. It's not like Julia Roberts, okay? Let's see. I think I covered everything. So, if YouTube thinks I've put my foot in my mouth 6 years ago, wait until they hear this one. Whoever is attacking me and going after that channel is having a field day. Left and right, every few days, I see another video being removed because of passing around medical advice. But it's somebody else's culture. It's not your culture, apparently, because the ones who are taking offense would never dream of absorbing the knowledge from other cultures. Oh, God, no. Us Americans, we have to remain pure, us white race. Ooh, we so puritanical. We can't admit that we don't know everything and learn from other cultures. God forbid. Well, that's what they're admitting to by calling it medical claims because they didn't specify whose medical claims. Ayurvedic? No, they never said that. They left it vague. And when anything is vague, you can pretty much guarantee it's a lie. That's the easiest way to get away with a lie is to be vague. So vague that it doesn't make any sense from a scientific viewpoint. From a colloquial viewpoint, we're all ignoramuses. How would we know any different? Ayurveda, what's that, right? All we know about is our own culture. We're really snobbish and narrow-minded, pig-headed, to think that we are the only humans on this planet. Us Americans, us United States of America Americans. People who live in South America hate it when we say us Americans. Well, they're Americans too. They're just South Americans instead of Norte Americanos, which is really... And then Canadians are Norte Americanos. So, you know, we're really pig-headed when we think of ourselves as the only humans on this planet. It's unbelievable. The only culture worth talking about. No, we're the only culture with a lot of money. But that doesn't mean we're full of knowledge and experience that we know everything. Come on. Bunch of hogwash. The only reason why we're not into Ayurveda is because it doesn't sell. Pharmaceuticals, they sell because they take a lot of money to produce. But using cayenne pepper to prevent stroke or heart attack, come on. That doesn't cost any money. You just do it. You go get some cayenne capsules or you make your own and you lengthen your lifespan. Now, I just dispensed medical advice in multiple ways. And you have to know about cayenne, because the reason why spices were so popular in India was because of silver usage. It was very heavily endowed in that culture. And they had to take extra precaution not to encourage stroke, now that they were using so much silver, by taking spicy food, by taking various hot peppers, such as cayenne pepper, in their diet. There's a reason for it, you know. It wasn't just because their food was spoiled. They didn't have refrigerators. That's what we love to tout. No, it's because they made use of silver, and they didn't want to end up a stroke as a side effect from never dying of bubonic plague. So they died of a stroke instead? No. So they covered all their bases that way, by having silver and supported by their use of cayenne and other spices. Anyway, you have to know this, because the blue man, who had Argyria big time, he died of, I believe it was a stroke. And he wasn't that old either. And it did not surprise me, but everybody else is going nothing. It didn't even register in their brain, because they didn't have the knowledge to recognize why he died at a young age of a stroke. Somebody even asked, oh, do you think that has anything to do with this? No, it doesn't have anything. Bogwash. It has everything to do with his silver deposited in his body. Come on. So we've got doctors lying through their teeth. Really. Literally. Because they want to save their jobs. You know how many doctors we'd put out of business if we started to practice preventative medicine at home? Yeah, I'm dispensing medical advice. It's called preventative medicine. You know, like, look both ways before you cross the street. Oh, am I going to be taken off the YouTube because I gave you some medical advice to look both ways before you cross the street? That's preventative medicine. It's called intelligent use of your eyeballs and your neck muscles. I mean, come on, you know. Don't stick your finger in the fire over the stove. You know, I mean, don't stick your wet fingers in the electric socket. Duh. I mean, that's medical advice, because it's preventative medicine. Preventing a worse disaster by being thoughtless in how you go about doing things. And we're pretty thoughtless and ignorant and naive to think that the medical establishment has all the answers and we have none. When in reality, they're living on the other side of the planet and they have plenty that we don't make use of. And it's high time we did. I mean, my God, if my parents had used seaweed in their desire to be raw food vegans between 1948 and 1961, was it 61? No, excuse me, 59. Between 1948 and 1959, 11 years, if they had used seaweed, we could have saved ourselves so much trouble. Oh my God, and they blame the diet. Well, yeah, that's true. Because they were using a standard American diet of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds available at your local grocery store. We didn't have superfoods back then. But we always had seaweed, so long as we had the Asian living among us. We had mung bean sprouts, so long as we had them living among us. And you know that mung bean sprouts has more vitamin C than a lemon? The only thing that makes lemons so popular is the citric acid is so acidic. It doesn't have a whole lot of vitamin C. A bell pepper has more vitamin C than a lemon has. We've been fed all kinds of false notions of reality. And we're not only ignorant, but we're misinformed. And that's a pity and a shame. And we're going to go down in maybe not in flames, but we're going to go down simply because we're so ignorant and we think our money will insulate us. Uh-uh. You know, Jerry Lewis, the comedian, became bankrupt. Oh, he was wealthy, and then he spent all his money in a very inefficient manner, making himself a pauper. He was this wealthy, popular comedian, and he would take jet plane flights with him and his friends to Europe just to have lunch and then come back. That's fine if you're a billionaire, but I don't think he was a billionaire. So he didn't really manage his money very well. Anyway. I've said too much. Maybe I should shut up now. You know, I've offended so many people at this point. It's not just medical advice I'm dispensing. God, yeah.